Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. So our group of intrepid adventurers are getting closer to Cragmaw Castle.
Also known as the Elf's Nightmare.
So as you guys are coming along your path, who is in the lead?
Not me!
You do.
Me or her.
Yes.
Get me as far away as from the road as possible.
Unless somebody else wants to be.
Unless we're doing a sneaky approach, then yes, the two meat shields should really be in the forefront.
I'll be in the forefront.
So who will be in the forefront?
She and I. Yes.
Okay.
So, I'm immediately following.
I'll be in the middle.
Okay. So as you guys...
I guess I'm bringing up the rear.
Burning hands everywhere.
Make them all go to sleep. Whatever they are. Make them go to sleep.
They're hobgoblins.
Okay, so as you guys are coming, pretty much... Yeah. Are you being sneaky?
We're going to try to be sneaky.
The trail?
We'll attempt
sneakiness. It's almost impossible for a party of four people.
Yeah.
Especially
the
way
we try.
Do.
Seven.
Oh, look.
I did it. A natural 20.
12.
19.
That's actually...
12.
Okay, so as the two of you come around the bend, you actually notice something.
Oh.
You notice...
do the hand signal.
What does that mean?
I mean, stop.
Drop and roll. Okay, you guys basically
stop.
Come up and you notice that there's four humanoids up ahead. They seem to be discussing rather emotionally something going on.
Oh, well,
they look something along the lines like that.
Let me see. Those mini figs are like quite good, then.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's not the one in the top right.
It's a giant snake.
Yes, it's not the
so
carrying.
They don't look like they're heading any direction.
They look like they may have stopped for a bit.
And they're venting.
They're having a passionate conversation at the moment.
What language?
It is in Goblin.
I speak Goblin.
What are they saying?
So what are they saying?
Are you going to creep up to listen?
I thought we were close enough.
Okay. Well,
we'll motion you up to us.
Okay. Give me perception to see if you are close enough.
Okay. Because I really want to know what.
Got those big
elf
ears.
Your
cut.
Yeah, because I want all knowledge. You should give that back to me. 18.
You sure you don't want to roll another dice since you gave me this?
You I don't want to give you that.
You already gave it to me. But you're lucky I'm a nice guy.
You only rolled one.
I tried to kill you twice. I got to give it back to you at least once.
Okay. So what
okay.
do they say?
You basically hear them complaining that why is it that they're working for the spider? And,
why
you
is
know,
it they're working for the spider?
The king should, you know, finally let them march on the human towns and
should let them march
out.
On the human towns right now.
They've gotten enough weapons and armor. They've trained enough that they want to wipe out the humans.
They're going to wipe out the humans.
Oh, well, we'll need to
kill
them.
They also said how ugly
they have an army.
Yeah, we'll have to kill them, won't we?
Yeah,
we'll
have to,
remedy
them.
So what are you going to do?
Well,
they don't know you're there.
Kill these four if we can.
I have an idea.
How difficult is that, killing, you know, hobgoblins?
Probably difficult.
It's less difficult than killing a dragon.
Really?
But more
how do we know we didn't try?
Well, I mean, is it less difficult than killing a dragon?
Yes.
With question marks.
A juvenile dragon?
The worst type of dragon.
And by the way, they are carrying long swords and long bows.
Oh, Peggy. My bow is longer. No.
Sometimes size.
Are we going to fight them or try to sneak past them?
Fight.
I say we sneak.
Well, do we even have
to
sneak?
To sneak,
or can we just wait and let them go past?
In theory, yeah, you could just hide in the bushes and see what they do.
Well, we could take a few moments to see what...
Yeah, let's see what they're going to do for a little bit,
yeah.
You know, I mean...
We've got a translator.
Yeah.
Okay. So after a few moments, they finish complaining, and basically they say that they're off to go find one of the local villagers outside Phandalin and get their... pent-up rage.
Now they gotta die.
Okay. We've got to kill them now.
It's like,
shield defense.
I simply cannot allow them to harm.
Why don't you let the mage try and sleep them first?
Oh, I was gonna do that. I know.
Oh, they have too many hit dice.
They probably do.
Okay, shield defense.
No, but he's a Hooper. See, I have faith in you, Sal.
She's not just saying that for inspiration.
Faith that you can outrun me.
Well, that's not faith.
True on the way out.
It's not going to need faith for that.
Because after all, these guys do look like tough customers. I mean, their weapons don't look like jokes.
No, but as it says right here, it is my duty as a noble to protect the common people.
Fight! So I feel we cannot allow that.
Moved to go fight these terrible creatures.
Especially since they went ahead. I mean, one of those people could be my aunt!
Oh no, this she is makes true. Those delightful biscuits.
Yes!
So what are you going to do? This is true. Awesome.
They must die.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so what are you guys going to do?
Okay, I think we should surprise them.
Ambush. Okay. So let's go ahead and roll initiative, and we'll use that as the order for the ambush. You will get a whole round all to yourselves.
Natural 20!
You roll max.
I botched!
You get to do maximum initiative. 14.
17.
I have a 4, and that's with my bonus.
To real for all 13. Of this.
So what was your natural 20 after all the bonuses?
22.
Thrain?
13.
12.
I'm cruising at a nice 13.
You do seem to be hitting that number.
17. It's your average. It's your bell curve.
They just turned the AC on, so it's very, very cold in here all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm wishing I'd perhaps worn more clothing.
I do too. I'm loving it.
Well, you know, it's right over there. We can adjust it as well.
No, it's good. It's good.
I'm just saying.
If you go there, the sword might fall on you and kill you.
The weaponry that
is
on the
walls. It is a pretty giant sword. Crap.
One of these days,
the
I really got to get a picture.
Is it
know?
The sword of Damocles?
The crashing sword of Damocles.
It's like, you know, set for...
Sword of Damocles. Oh my.
Yeah,
see? A little of
okay.
Rocky Horror.
So, our dear elf, of course you are first. What
it's
shall
like
you
do?
We're going to try a new spell.
Okay, so, are we behind the... Are these pillars?
These
no,
are
trees.
You guys are around these trees over here. You get the sense that these guys are wanting to head this
way,
out of the deep forest.
Is each
clear.
One 5?
Each square is 5 feet, yep.
Okay. And I've line of sight, I think. Yeah.
That belongs to you.
No, that belongs to Jim.
He lost it.
Well, they're
going to
know we're there in a second, so you can run.
That's Jim's
die. Oh, did you retrieve? You retrieved 520. Thank
you.
Okay.
Usually I wait till the very end to retrieve them all.
I'm going to cast on this one.
Okay, what are you going to cast?
Crown of Madness.
Ooh, if that goes off,
he goes berserker.
Really...
Like, he's
just
attacking his own guys.
Well, he would attack them for him. He wouldn't necessarily go berserk.
Okay. So,
he's like, attack the trees. No, he
works.
Okay.
He could just go,
so
you don't
want to
like you anymore.
18 plus 5, so yeah, that's definitely going to work. So you have to make a wisdom.
A wisdom save?
13.
Woo!
Okay, so you see.
So we don't know that you
wizard,
can do this.
The wizard on us.
Okay, so the
what
wizard
happens?
Like kind of cast out his head. You see him kind of do this. Mm-hmm. The dude starts screaming, and then a crown of bones pulls out of his head.
Okay.
So he looks like he's
horrible.
In pain. His eyes go.
He's in pain.
His eyes go red.
Okay.
And he starts attacking.
Which
so
one?
Good.
Okay, so, well, let me just say, charm target must use its action before moving on each of its turns to make a melee attack against a creature.
Does it have a
multi-attack? Other than itself, you mentally choose. The target can act normally on its turn if it chooses no creature that's within its reach, and once you, on your subsequent turns, you must use your action to maintain control over the target or the spell ends.
So you're mind-controlling him.
Do hobgoblins have multi-action?
No,
or
they
multi-
do not.
And at the end of each...
Well, warriors have action surge.
So he doesn't have anyone adjacent. Does that mean he moves?
No, I choose the closest.
He's
okay.
Adjacent.
Okay, so does anyone have his back turned on?
Nope. They're all getting ready to go this
But they'll
way.
Be surprised, doesn't matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're definitely going to get advantage.
Stab this dude.
Okay.
So, stabby, stabby, cut, cut.
He suddenly...
Our favorite game!
As they turn to look at why he's screaming, he stabs.
Okay, so does it use the target stats?
It's his stats.
Okay. So the hobgoblin is going to attack the other hobgoblin.
An unsuspecting goblin.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Excuse me. This is actually quite a brilliant spell, isn't it?
11 plus.
Yeah. He rolls a 14.
Does it hit?
He hits this one, but it skitters off his armor.
Ow! Why do I let you roll them?
Okay, next turn. Who goes next?
Okay, so who it will next be?
I say don't attack him.
Galen the Galen.
Okay, do we want me to alert them to our presence?
We're going to have to fight him, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, shooting.
And attack.
Yeah, we have to move forward.
We're going to have to move up.
Move up. Okay. She has, what, 80 feet? Yeah,
100 feet.
150 feet. So she's going to shoot from 150 feet.
Yeah.
So okay. I have 150 feet.
It's 60 or something.
I want that guy in the...
This guy?
No, the back. That guy.
Okay.
All right, and we are going...
Because they're all going to be looking at that orc. Or
hobgoblin.
Okay, we have got...
Wait, hold on.
So what's
technically, you could have rolled
a So what's my hobgoblin's name?
I didn't want to roll
Your hobgoblin's name is Hogar.
Because they don't know we're here.
Hogar.
True enough.
It's like Hobat, but
24.
You go.
24 will hit him.
Okay.
Yep.
I believe in you.
Oh, wait. No. Damn. Only had rolled 19. Okay.
You technically had advantage. You could have.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage.
Why do I have advantage?
Because they didn't know we were there.
I'd give it to you.
So roll
but
again?
You still hit him.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, you said if you'd only rolled 19. But
yeah.
Well, let me see if I roll the 19.
Okay, so next
Hold on, let me see
up
if I get that
is...
No,
you're
no,
not
no.
going to get
Thrain.
It.
Thrain.
Thrain.
Okay, so I'm going to... Is there a boulder I can get anywhere to here? Can we just say there's a boulder somewhere? Because I want to run up a little bit so that they can't shoot at me with the arrows.
There are
I'm
trees.
Like, wait there.
Okay.
Put a little boulder there.
Put a little boulder there.
Yeah.
You're short. There's a small rock there.
Okay, so... I'm running up towards
boulder.
It, but before I do it, I will bless...
Exactly the shape of a dwarf.
The people that are doing hand-to-hand, so that's you, and you, and
I'll
me.
I'll eventually do hand-to-hand.
You, and me, or as long as it's attacks. For the next minute, you get a d4 to every attack and saving throw you make.
Does that include ranged attacks?
Yes, every attack, you get to
so
add
get
a d4 to your attack roll.
Okay, so set aside a d4
roll.
So you know to grab it on every roll.
Okay, setting it aside.
Got my d4s?
Okay, Lady Corlin, what shall you do?
Well, I'm...
You're going to have to walk up.
I'm just going to have to follow Thrain's example and move forward. And
you will not be able to hide behind the rock, I'm guessing.
No, I shall not.
Yeah,
hide behind the tree.
Hide behind the
okay.
tree.
They're in the trees, man!
They're in the trees!
Go, Hogar, I believe in you.
Hogar is your guy?
Yeah, he told me his name's Hogar.
Yay, Team Hogar!
Team Hogar!
Okay.
Slay thy friends.
That's just wrong.
He doesn't have any friends. He's in.
That's just wrong.
He's mad right now. He's in constant pain.
And also, the hobgoblins, are they even
friends? Hobgoblins don't have friends.
No.
Okay,
they're
so
not things.
We're
not
starting people. At the next order here. It is the Salted Elstern. You
so,
have to
wait a minute, I don't get to go at all?
Oh, sorry, yes, you did.
No.
I
forgot.
No. Remember, they forgot me once.
With your lonely four, you don't get to go.
Okay, aww. I'm going to move up next to Galen.
Galen the
Gap. And I'm going to shoot at this one.
Okay.
And
shoot her arrow. Split her arrow.
Yeah, it's
that would be
awesome.
He can't see me.
If you get a 20, let's say you split her arrow.
And I'm going to miss, but I didn't botch.
And Lady Coraline, as you're there, an arrow hits the tree right next to you.
Sorry.
At least it wasn't my name.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That would
adventuring.
Okay.
And you're adventuring.
It
You'd
would.
Have to be a guard.
She used to be an adventurer like you. Until her teammate shot me.
Okay, now salt it out.
I maintain control.
Maintain control.
So he is going to attack again, but
okay.
roll better.
Okay.
But roll better.
But roll better. Okay. So we'll have him attack on the Hobgoblin's initiative.
It's on his turn, yeah.
Yeah. So it is now going to be Galen the Gallant's turn.
Firing again on the same.
Same guy. Oh, guy! You guys got a thing against him.
Well, we're going to kill them all, really. That's the plan.
That is the plan.
20, unnatural.
That'll hit.
Even Hogar is going to die.
But Hogar is your friend. He kills you.
So die 4 is only for attacks.
No,
though,
no,
right?
No.
Charm. Yes, attacks and saving throws.
8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
Charm makes him my friend. Shrinky. Crown of Madness
okay.
makes him go
arrow
insane.
Arrow goes into him and he drops to the ground.
Whoa.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Okay, so would you like to roll for your hobgoblin?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's no longer surprised.
He's no longer surprised. So roll a d20. You are +3 with your longsword.
Feels so powerful.
You almost feel like you're in the hobgoblin's body.
Yeah. It was
18.
It was so close to
9. It was 9.
Nine. Does he get any pluses?
No. Well, he's +3.
+3. So you got a 12.
No,
he was adding. He was adding +3.
But even if he misses, that guy can't disengage.
He's
right.
Swings.
You've taken two people out of the combat.
Exactly.
His sword hits against the armor.
So we have one that
so
we can attack.
So this hobgoblin is going to hit him back.
He's got no choice.
He's
going
to
kill him. Even
what is
kills,
wrong with you, Hogar?
I never liked you anyways.
And he skitters off his arm.
Good.
No, Hogar can't talk. All he's doing is screaming in pain.
No, this guy.
The
he
one
says,
that's attacking Hogar
anyways,
back.
That's why
and then this guy thinks Hogar's gone out of his mind.
And well, hasn't noticed his friend with the arrows.
Does he notice the crown of bones coming
he
out
does.
Of Hogar's
and
head?
That's why he's pulling his longbow back at almost point range, just to that crown of thorns.
But wouldn't that be a disadvantage for him, being that close?
He's
a step away.
Uh-huh.
Get a botch!
He's Legolas range.
Roll again!
The bow snaps.
And he was aiming at the crown.
And as soon as he pulls back, you just hear poing as his bowstring snaps.
Yes!
And his arrow just drops to the ground.
You don't have to worry about ranged attacks now.
Oh,
yes.
Yay!
This has been the most fun in this minute that I've ever had.
Alrighty, so it is Thrain's turn.
Okay, it's time for some hand-to-hand. But
don't hurt Hogar!
I can only get 5.
Team Hogar!
How many squares can I move? 25? It's not that far.
Yeah.
Can you do a dash,
which doubles your distance.
Yeah.
But then he can't fight.
Yeah,
but
he can fight.
Yeah, but if he dashes up to here, he'll still be undercover. They won't see him.
No, I can try.
He can make it!
So I go running, and at the end of the dash,
now, just a tip.
Is this one?
Yes.
Can I say, don't be adjacent to Hogar?
Yeah, I'm trying to go. I'm going to say I'm going to go on that.
Okay. Actually, no, it's the one I choose.
He does it. You can
control
him.
You go.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're going to want to shoot him.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
So I'm at a disadvantage, but I have a +1d4.
And that 1d4 helps.
Not enough. 6.
Okay, yes. You swing, and you're... Your maul just grinds against his armor. As he's
like,
what the hell? Torch popping out of the ground.
That's what they do.
They come from the ground.
Okay, Lady Corlin, what shall you do?
I shall dash up there.
Where beards are grown.
And take my position
past
Thrain. To again, you know.
Oh, thank you. Cause...
Okay, so she's at nothing because the advantage from gang up, disadvantage from dashing. So
yeah, so it's a straight roll.
But don't forget your d4.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, how is an 18?
That will hit.
Plus the attack. So that's 22.
Woohoo!
Poor guy.
Now
humans are popping up everywhere.
So it's 1d8.
First horns are popping out.
That's what
then
makes
doors
us unlikely.
Are popping up.
It's a crazy upside down day.
We're unlikely to show.
8 damage.
8 damage.
Hogar for life.
Hogar for Senate.
Hello for U.S. Senate.
Okay, then Nimble Nick.
Okay, I'm going to shoot this one.
Hogar's going to make sweeping reforms.
And remember, you do have friends Jason.
Yep.
Yes,
friends named Jason? Wait, there's Jason?
Yes, my
friend named Jason.
Name is Jason.
Wow,
is
double
H. Is a 13 good enough to hit?
A 13 is good enough to hit.
Okay, cool.
Actually, no, I lied, sorry. 13 is enough to hit him, but not do damage. It bounces off his armor. Your arrow goes flying out and just goes swing off his armor plate.
You raised his hope. You raised the hope.
Okay, who's next? Who's next?
Okay, so we're back at the top of the order.
I am such a dork.
Why are you such a dork?
I totally forgot. I could have re-rolled that one time.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you're lucky.
You forgot it again.
I
was rolling 6 out of my damage.
Are you maintaining
control?
I think I've got dorkness
on you
today.
You shall kill for me, Hogar.
But you're adorable.
I am a Sith Lord.
I am.
Okay.
These are not the dwarf human enough.
Okay, Galen. What shall you do?
I'm firing again on the same that.
Okay.
Not the same one.
Well, yeah. The same
I
one.
Shoot the dead body.
This one is dead.
I've already. Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. That
so
one.
You're going after the next one in line.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. 17. 24 again.
Okay, roll for damage. Your arrow goes flying out of the tree line.
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage?
Good. Wheedling him down.
Oh, woo!
To death!
to death.
See, okay. Once again, I come
now
in
now we can help Hogar.
Or Hogar.
Or
we can watch a Hogar Smackdown.
Hogar, take your Hogar attack at plus three.
Hogar.
Just realize what you did.
Hodor.
Hodor. Okay, so plus three. 17
will
no,
not.
No, 18.
18?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, it's 18. 15,
okay. 16, 17, 18. Okay, cool. That hits then.
Woo!
Okay, fine. So would you like the stagnant number or would you like to roll dice?
Well, since I am Hogar, I would know what my stagnant number is.
Your stagnant number is 5, or you can roll a 1d8 plus 1.
No, that will roll 1d8.
And you do have an ability called Martial Advantage. Once per turn, you can deal damage, you can deal an extra 7 or 2d6 to the creature you hit.
Do okay, it. Extra.
But the problem is you have to have an ally within 5 feet, and he doesn't.
He does.
I'm not
this
there
is technically his ally.
Yes, but it's not within 5 feet. I'd have to do it next round. Use it next round.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll do the stagnant.
So you're going to do the 5 damage?
5 damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Just for shits and giggles, I want you to roll the 1d8 for me.
No, because I'm going to feel bad.
No, don't.
Okay,
okay. It's don't. The die is cast. Yes. We don't roll it.
It's a 5.
Okay. And his friend swings his longsword at him, and it clings on his armor.
Oh, no. Hogar excellently parries it.
Well, as the parry happens, the clinging vibration causes him to
lose
grip of the sword. As it goes clinging to the dirt.
No. Do you guys want to watch this?
Okay.
We can take bets.
Who's next?
Bets.
Okay. So
bets
next is going to be Thrain.
Okay, so I'm going to move adjacent to my new ally, Psycho McPsychopants.
Psycho McPsychopants.
It also puts us in good position
horny
to kill
when the spell is released. Yeah.
It's crowny.
Ah, excellent. 18, 19, 20, 21.
That'll definitely hit.
Okay, so 2d6.
This has been the most fun.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage? Boom, you end him.
Excellent.
You just crush his skull with your maul.
Skull crusher!
So...
That's fine. I got
no, he doesn't attack you. Because I can choose.
You can still control him.
I still control
him. Can you make him stand still and let him beat on him? Or can he kill himself?
I don't
wow, all of a sudden they're okay with your evil alignment now.
Hey, I had no problem with it anyways.
Yeah.
We're going to have to finish him off anyway.
Yes, we will.
Wait.
Because Hogar's
cool.
It would
be merciful
can
for
Hogar
us to kill him.
No, he cannot kill himself.
Oh.
Well, can we just say we clean him up, because it's all of us.
Okay, so what are you guys going to do to him? Are you going to capture him, kill him?
Let's capture
him. Let's capture him and talk to him.
I'll throw that out there, since nobody's brought up the whole you have a hostage.
I'm going to loot the bodies. So, how are
I'm going to dash up and I'm going to loot
the bodies. Interrogate him.
No.
He'll allow us to tie him up.
I'm still controlling him. So until we put him in the pen, I'm going to be controlling him.
Okay.
So you'll allow us to tie him up.
We should tie him up.
Tie him up.
And then
he can be our new mascot.
Speak with him.
Do you want me to release his control?
No.
Then I
no. Don't
you can't
release
talk
the control.
To him as long as he's insane.
Yeah, he's insane right now.
Oh, yeah, that's
we'll
true.
Tie him up and then
it's
release.
Called Crown of Madness.
Tie him up first
excellent
and then
spell,
release
by the
his
way.
Control.
Excellent spell.
So that we can speak with him.
Now I'm going to release him, and since I'm the only one that knows Goblin.
Well, how do you know he doesn't know Common? Move us all forward. I'm
going to
loot the bodies.
Okay. I have a high persuasion.
Okay. So you're off looting the bodies.
I
you
rolled
guys...
a natural 20 for
woo-hoo! That. Woohoo!
My discussion.
So she says something, but we'll see if he speaks common.
Oh, yeah. The crown dish.
Okay. So he definitely responds. He understands you.
Okay. You are...
And he's looking around going, what?
What just happened?
I believe that you've finally seen the light of your ill-mannered behavior. You've allied yourself with us, And we're so grateful to have you into our company.
Can I get a pet Hogar?
No, I think she's getting a pet Hogar.
Thank you for killing your friends.
She's upgrading the goblin menagerie.
Hell no. I'm killing him before I give him up. He's my Hogar.
She rolled a natural 20.
Yeah.
Okay, so he seems sympathetic as you're explaining this.
Given that he could be.
Hogar, you've told us all about your past. You may not remember. You were so distressed at the time, unburdening yourself for your vile deeds. But you explained to us how
Does
you wish to
away?
Do yes. penance for your evils in the past, and that you would like to do that penance with us and help us clean out Kragmar Castle, which is
and
a blight.
And save the dwarf!
Oh yeah, where's that dwarf?
Yeah, we need to.
Perhaps you could start by giving us some information about the castle and the number of your now enemies.
A detailed description, including traps.
A good entrance point, our best route for success.
Is the dwarf still alive?
The dwarf is still. Oh, that.
Get that dwarf! Someone killed him! It's a murder mystery!
I'm not dead yet! I think I'll
You'll be stunned dead in a moment!
Now she can.
You're not fooling anyone.
Now you can loot me.
Bring it.
Okay, so he definitely seems oddly confused at the moment. Especially looking down at his own sword covered in blood.
Oh, Hogar, you killed your companions. You freed yourself from that vile torment to join us in our cause. Would you like to swear allegiance to my family?
She couldn't even get it out of
her. A titter! Please turn down your volume. Titter shall come in shortly.
Would you like to swear allegiance to me, my family, and your new companions?
Now, does this override his evil nature now?
Hey, well, he's still evil. Yeah. I mean...
Oh, yeah, no, he's evil.
I'm sorry, but he needs killing.
Does he even understand?
Well, eventually he'll die in glorious combat while helping us.
Actually, when you say that, gets him a little more excited.
Oh.
Dying in glorious combat.
Oh, yes.
That we can provide.
Hogar, we are going to have so much glorious combat. You shall die covered in honor and glory.
And probably goblin guts.
Yeah.
Does that get him excited? The goblin guts.
Does that make him really horny? Not really the goblin per se.
Yes, I'm a goblin guts.
And
what
you
about
know,
now?
We you'll have a bathe dragon.
You'll bathe in the spider's blood.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you
man,
oh yes.
And he spits.
The spider should be killed because no goblin should serve a drow.
Now we know the black spider's a drow.
Oh, yes. We're planning to kill him and we'd love your assistance.
There'll be lots of death for him. Death and for all of him and his kind.
And he looks at you and he gives you the look. You know, the look.
The nod.
I swear by my sword, if you let me kill the drow, I will... serve you.
Oh, excellent! We have a dragon to kill after we kill the drow. It's going to be jolly good fun.
As she's giving her speech about stealing my pet, I'm going to write down the effects, if any, my spells has on his body. Does he still have his skull?
You notice that...
inspiration.
There's some cranial deformation from the crown.
Really? How long is that?
Not really. And you notice that his pupils are extremely dilated.
Hey, bloodshot. Hey,
what's the loot?
Long sword.
Trust me, guys. Trust me. How much loot? What do these guys have on them?
I'm a wizard.
It is, if you want to take it all, 4 long swords.
No.
3 long bows.
No.
Well, yeah.
Are they magic? Then
you
I don't care.
You have 2 stylized feathers.
Feathers? No
way.
What's
a feather in the coat? Is it like for writing implements or is it a magical item?
It looks like just
would
a
Would you like a stylish feather for your hat?
Oh, I would like the stylish feathers. Or feathers.
It's a fashion statement.
Chi-Chi and Nazi
and... 10 gold pieces.
Oh, and Vita.
Vita might enjoy those.
I'm going to give 2 gold pieces to everyone.
Yay.
Except myself.
Whoa.
She's going to take 3.
I'm going to take the 2 that I would get from you guys, and I'm going to give it to Hobart.
Hogar?
Yeah.
Well, he did fight for
okay,
us.
He did.
He's
yeah.
like, hey, you're sheer.
Oh, sneaky.
That I'm assuming you tuck brilliant. It into his chest since it's still down.
It's like, or hey, if you're part of the band, you get part of the loot.
Well, he's promised to serve us by his sword, so...
And we can all kill him if you let him
yeah,
go.
Yeah, we just have to...
This is just to reinforce the...
Trust him, we should unbind him now.
Okay. And he basically does this whole noble soldier bit of drop to a knee in front of you. And
you know
basically
we can't trust him.
Asks you what your plans are here.
Kill,
this close
kill
to Cragmar,
the spider.
This close to Cragmar Castle, there's only one thing I can assume your plans are.
Oh, well, we're going to
enter the
castle.
Land
kill
development, you're correct. Extensive land development.
They don't need a castle, they need condominiums.
We need housing for the people and of the people.
Is that how you're going to cleanse the altar that you're
wanting
to
small,
cleanse?
No, no. We're a Have small
them
collective.
Move to new housing so you can vacate the old premises?
Oh, this is getting vacated. Everything in there is dying.
Okay. We're going to cleanse it in blood.
Okay.
Well, speaking about that,
off of him later.
Since I know that me and him are going to meet the Mr. Goblin, I'm going to be asking all about this altar to him.
Oh, you asked him about the altar.
In Goblin.
Yes, all about it.
In Goblin.
And he notices...
Is Goblin wait. Gobbledygook?
No, it sounds like Minion.
As I speak it, if he notices, I hate it. I hate what he's done with.
Oh.
Use that
he basically tells you, yeah, there's the
shrine. We have the shrine dedicated to Magla Bieti, god of goblins and hobgoblins.
Call that a god.
The stone altar stands in the middle of the room covered in blood-stained black claw.
And so I know how to cleanse this.
Yeah.
How would I cleanse it?
Basically, there's a little ritual you do. You just do knowledge, religion, boom, you're done.
Little Ajax.
You do some knowledge, religion.
Sage it.
Throw
you know.
In some clean. Boom.
Some lots of fire. You want some fire.
Okay.
Anything
and
to clean.
Some glorious the... epic music.
And some minion.
That's what they sound like.
It's delightful. They're so charming.
That's what they sound like.
That's what wood sounds like.
That's what goblins sound like.
Oh.
Like minions?
Yeah.
Whereas
hey,
now she
like
has
me.
A hobgoblin, which are a little upgrade of minions.
They are.
They're tall.
Can't believe you stole my pet.
You know, I just have a way with goblins and hobgoblins.
Crown of Madness and kill your other pets.
You know,
I'll even let you look at it.
You're gonna get home, and then you're gonna get home, and your other pets are gonna be smothered.
Yeah. So he basically on the sand he pulls out a stick and starts drawing the floor plans of Cragmaw Castle for you.
Cool.
So can I take a rest and get that?
Yeah, you guys can take a rest.
Yeah, it's already 1:30.
Yeah, because this way he can tell us all about the fortifications. Yeah.
So basically, he's telling you that the
get back my spell.
Goblins have been here for quite a while. You know. He he's putting this down in straight up military fashion.
Cool. Okay.
Awesome.
You know the weaknesses are here. There's archers here. If you really want to rout this place quickly, you'd want to go and kill the leader.
Is there a quick, an easy access way to do that?
Unfortunately,
to get to the spider?
No. Well, the spider doesn't reside there.
At the castle is actually our king, but. The spider has a minion, a drow, called Vierith.
Vierith?
Yes.
Drow. Like
she's
anti-me.
Basically the drow set here to
she's
keep
good?
An eye on the goblins.
Yes.
So basically he's there to keep an eye on you.
She.
Vierith
is a girl?
Yep. She's a female dark elf.
I'm a killer.
So we need to cut a swath through the castle.
They don't even deserve the name elf.
Do you know where the spider resides, or must we get that information
he doesn't reside
from
here.
The Earth?
She's the contact that goes back and forth. The spider's been very secretive about some place called Wave Echo Cavern.
Wave
hey,
Echo Cavern.
What'd you say?
Oh, that didn't... Echo.
Echo.
He never had a chance. He's going to tell you when he got to town.
So we need to capture Viereth and force her to tell us all she knows.
Ask her about Gundren!
Wave Echo Cavern.
Do you want to
do knowledge?
Oh, hell yeah, I want to do knowledge.
I like
spend
this
because I love knowledge.
Oh, you want advantage on that roll. Love those dice. Love those dice.
Are they
new
dice?
9, 10, 11, 12, 8, 9, 10, 11,
I tested.
12,
it worked 13, fine before.
14.
Yeah,
14? You know that there is something around here called Wave Echo Cave. Something about dwarves and gnomes and humans, some pact, making lots of magic items.
Oh,
magic
I remember items? That's from the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Because I got a book about that, remember? Glass staffs?
Maybe you'd like to roll another d20 for going through your backpack to find the
appropriate
book.
Yeah, jog your memory to find the book.
15, so 20?
Yes.
20. Flipping through the book, you know that more than 500 years ago, clans of dwarves and gnomes made an agreement known as Pandelver's Pact, by which they would share a rich mine in a wondrous cavern known as Wave Echo Cave. In addition to the mineral wealth, the mine contained great magical power.
Ooh.
Human spellcasters allied themselves with the dwarves and gnomes to channel and bind that energy into a great forge called the Forge of Spells.
I will tell everyone this. And
they will sound just like that.
And yeah, at that point I'll go, ooh.
Where magic items could be crafted. Times
Sweet.
Were good, and the nearby human town of Phandalin prospered as well. But then disaster struck when orcs swept through the north and laid waste to all of their path.
Damn orcs.
The powerful
Got
forces of
orcs,
reinforced by evil mercenary wizards, attacked Wave Echo Cave.
Evil wizards?
To seize its riches and magic treasures. Human wizards fought alongside their dwarf and gnome allies to defend the Forge of Spells. But the ensuing spell battle destroyed much of the cavern.
Probably because they didn't have any elves.
You survived the cave-ins and tremors, and the location of Wave Echo Cave was
lost.
Perhaps some dwarven miners found that cave.
Like Gundren.
Perhaps that was why the spider captured Gundren.
Spider.
The location.
Oh, does he know about any dwarves that are being kept?
Dark magic.
He knows some dwarves were actually brought through the castle a while ago.
But they're not still in
but
the castle.
But he doesn't know for sure if they're in the castle now. Their band is one of the slightly disgruntled ones that we're going to have to get some a night on the town, so to speak.
Got it.
And by on town, I mean killing farmers. And
Yeah, in town!
That's why they have to die, really.
Well, that's interesting. So, Gundren could still be here. He might not.
Not Maybe likely.
The drow probably took him.
But we're one step closer to saving him. Plus, we have this delightful assistant.
Yes.
We need to speak to this Viereth.
Yes.
Yeah. Then let's go.
Now, you guys
With
know
the
we
point
can't...
of our swords.
Oh, absolutely.
We can't entirely trust this hobgoblin, but...
But he's sworn allegiance. Let's at least we have
give
to,
him the benefit of the...
Give, have to give him the benefit
well,
of doubt.
I will let you all give me a quick insight roll.
I'm good at insight.
11.
11?
Oh.
6. Hold
12?
On.
22.
Whoa.
17.
Insight. What's,
I believe.
Okay. 16.
Okay, so you have an inkling. You do, and you definitely, you are sure that this hobgoblin is lawful evil.
So he'll follow, yeah.
Yeah, but
he will do what he's promised.
He will do what he has promised.
He's promised
but
to
he
serve
is
me
evil.
To kill
so he
drought.
Loves structure. He doesn't like chaos.
As long as we are
chaos is great.
As long as you're structured
and we're killing
and progressing, Focus. He will stick with you.
All right.
If you start going chaotic, crazy, cuckoo, he may just say, "You know what? Screw this."
What about chaos?
Screw this! I'm going home.
That the keyword being
screw
chaotic.
You.
Then
going home.
Basically, think of him as the opposite of a paladin. Lawful order wants these things, but evil.
But he's willing to do anything to get it.
See, the lawful will go along well.
I'm lawful good. I like structure.
See?
Yeah,
the lawful folks like structure. Things set
in order.
Well, all he cares about is how we run the party.
Yeah.
Wait, how dare you? Chaos is great. Only in chaos can you find true knowledge.
I thought it was...
See, not have a Benny, because that gets a Benny.
Only through strength do you find... Through anger, you find strength.
That's right. I'm bad with you, bad. I set myself free. Something like that.
You break your chains.
Break my chains, yeah.
Okay. I mean, he'll force, but so he'll be okay with us killing.
Oh yeah, his creatures.
Do you? How does he feel about bugbears?
They're goblins, but you know, if they got to get put down, they got to get put down.
Do you wait? Do you what really do think
humans have no trouble killing
think,
other humans?
Think of him as a bad samurai.
Okay.
You know,
he's a Ronin.
Wait,
no, he's just incompetent, actually.
Wait, do you really think without the chaos of war, that spell would have been mastered? Found.
Well, you
he
know,
has a point.
We're not going to discuss chaos too much with our little friend. Because we want him to remain our little friend.
He's not little.
I'll just
he's not the same size as a human, right?
Yep,
he's
yeah, human size.
Our big friend.
All right, so that's a good place to stop it there.
Yay!
Thank you for listening, guys.
Well, that, I have to say, that did not turn out how I anticipated.
No, but
I really like that spell of yours when we were ambushed.
I like it too.
It came out in weird and unusual ways.
It was delightful.
Here goes with the special collection dice. Yeah.
And I think this will be the episode before Christmas. So do you want to say Merry Christmas, guys?
Merry Christmas!
Happy Hanukkah!
Happy Christmas for those over the overseas.
Really, just happy thing. Just whatever.
Happy holidays!
Happy Yule!
Happy Hanukkah!
For those
happy
of you
Kwanzaa,
serving!
Happy
Yule! Happy New Year's!
Yes!
Happy
Winter Solstice!
Days!
Yep. Yeah, this is like coming up.
Yule is coming up.
But remember, the only way you could really be happy is if you keep listening to our podcast.
Or better yet,
iTunes. Yeah,
or if you rate us on iTunes or RPG Network.
Happy
and
holidays!
Tucson, the best way to be happy is to come join us for tea.
Wrong, because
yes,
tea
here
is liquid
delightful.
Happiness.
Tea is.
Oh, and just so you know, when we say rate, we mean rate 5. Because come on, we're worth it.
Yeah,
come on.
If you want to rate us a 1, do not rate us.
Yeah. Come on, we are worth it, though. Also, fund us, if that's possible. Set up a pay.
There actually is a PayPal on there.
Yes, yeah. Pay us.
Pay us for tea.
Also, in the notes, say because of how awesome the wizard is.
Please keep the wizard in M&M's.
So modest.
Not only, but please make it so the wizard levels up.
He's working on it.
Thank you for listening.
Gundren here. Why haven't those adventurers found me yet? I'm betting it's because they're having such a great time at Tucson Games and Gadgets in their amazing gaming room. Now get off your duff and save me, my friends. Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.